Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosnovsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Palfari reaches second base with a double. Oliva throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Palfari trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Snyder goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 3-1, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ulander, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Perry now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 4-2. Orioles. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Blair reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ulander moves to second. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires to first and picks off Rosnovsky. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari fields it and throws to home to get Oliva. Allison moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. Allison scores. Rollins scores. Ulander goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Twins. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 6. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Stu Miller now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Uhlander reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Allison scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 10-6, Twins. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Nixon is walked intentionally. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10. And the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 6. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Belfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Snyder strikes out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Twins. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.